News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. An American citizen and former U.S. Marine was killed while fighting alongside Ukrainian forces as Russia launched new attacks in eastern Ukraine. Willie Joseph Cancel, age 22, was working with a private military contracting company when he was killed on Monday. He's the first known U.S. citizen to die while fighting in Ukraine. Cancel signed up to work for the private military contracting company shortly before the war in Ukraine broke out at the end of February. Cancel's mother, Rebecca Cabrera, told CNN in a phone interview that when the war began, the company began recruiting contractors to fight in Ukraine, and Cancel agreed to go. At a news conference Friday, however, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Americans should not go to Ukraine.
We know people want to help, but we do encourage Americans to find other ways to do so rather than traveling to Ukraine to fight there. It is a war zone. It's an active war zone, and we know Americans face significant risks.
A State Department official told CNN that they are aware of these reports and are closely monitoring the situation. The news follows reports that two British volunteers helping to provide humanitarian relief in Ukraine had been detained by the Russian military at a checkpoint south of Zaporizhia. Russia fired two missiles into Kyiv on Thursday during a visit by the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres, an action that the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said was a deliberate attempt to humiliate the United Nations. Zelensky said in a video address to the nation late Friday, this says a lot about Russia's true attitude toward global institutions, about attempts of Russian authorities to humiliate the United Nations and everything the organization represents. VOA News. Fresh clashes between Palestinians and Israeli police at Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque compound wounded 42 people on the last day of Ramadan following weeks of violence at the Flashpoint religious site. The Palestinian Red Crescent, which gave the toll, said no one was seriously hurt, but 22 people were taken to the hospital. Israeli police released footage that showed young men on the compound hurling stones and fireworks. In Friday's early hours, officers entered the site at dawn. A police statement said they went in to contain what they called rioters and lawbreakers, some of whom were trying to throw stones down toward the Western Wall, the sacred Jewish site below Al-Aqsa. A journalist for the French news agency said Israeli police fired rubber-coated bullets, while a witness said they also used tear gas. Press Freedom Group Reporters Without Borders has put the websites of two major French broadcasters back online in Mali after the country's military government pulled the broadcasters off the air in March and officially banned them from the Malian airwaves this week. Annie Reisenberg reports from Bamako.
Reporters Without Borders put the France 24 and Radio France International websites back online in Mali Thursday, creating mirrors of the sites that can be accessed in Mali and are updated in real time. Using a virtual private network had previously been the only way to access those websites in Mali, since the military government blocked them and took their corresponding TV and radio stations off the air March 17th. Arnaud Froger, head of the RSF Africa desk, says that the action is part of the organization's work toward media freedom. He says RSF has been getting banned media websites back online since 2015, so far having put 47 websites back online in 24 countries, most recently in Russia.
It's basically restoring your right to access to information that has been wrongfully denied by this censorship.
On Wednesday, France Media Monde, the parent company of RFI and France 24, said it was notified of the decision of Mali's High Communication Authority to definitively ban the two stations in the country. Annie Reisenberg for VOA News, Bamako, Mali.
In Kabul, a powerful blast hit a mosque in western Kabul during prayers on Friday, killing at least 10 people and wounding 15, officials said, amid a spate of attacks on Afghan places of worship and civilian targets during the holy Islamic month of Ramadan. Recapping our top story this hour, an American citizen and former U.S. Marine was killed while fighting alongside Ukrainian forces as Russia launched new attacks in eastern Ukraine. Willie Joseph Cancel, 22, was working with a private military contracting company when he was killed on Monday. Marissa Melton, VOA News.